that you see around water a lot, and they boy, they just dart all over the place. They're real. Let me draw you another picture.
We call them gnats. I know what you're talking about.
Now this is a larger one, and it's got a bigger body.
I've been there. We call them gnats. They're on water.
Shape something like that.
Yeah.
What's that?
We call that a... And the hawk flies. Something like that.
What is a hawk fly?
That's something around the farm. Eat the mews and things up.
Oh. Well, have you ever heard of it? Is it called a mosquito hawk?
Yeah, mosquitoes. That no mosquito, you don't die.
Well, what's that thing there?
It looks like a mosquito, but...
No, it's about that size. I drew it about the right size. It's got great big clear wings.
Yeah.
And boy, it just buzzes all over the place. And it lights on something and just sits there for a minute and takes off again.
I know what it is, but I can't think of the name.
Well, let me call you off something. It's called dragonfly. An ear sore. A spindle. What about a snake doctor?
I believe that's him, that thing.
Alright.
I mean, it's him now.
That's what I...
Yeah.
I was just checking. So, see, I don't ask these questions very well, so don't feel like, you know, I'm just not doing a real good job. What do you call an insect that builds mud nests, and a little round, little kind of half-circle mud nests, and don't sting you. These insects don't sting you, but they build mud nests. What do you call those?
I call them dirt gobbles.
All right. You ever heard of a mason or a wan or a wan bee? Any of those? All right. This has something to do with children. What do you call a little thing that you put children in? It's got four wheels on it. And you push them around you can take them for a walk or something like that. Ride them around in that. What do you call it? It's a baby what? It's a
baby.
You
know how to go to the hospital?
No, it's just when you have a little baby and you want to take him outside and you don't want to have to carry him. You put him in this thing.
I call it a baby bed.
A baby bed? What happens if it has four wheels on it and you can push it up and down the street?
Yeah, somebody would push it.
Well, you call it a baby carriage?
Yeah, baby carriage.
Is it a baby carriage?
Mm-hmm.
When you take a baby out in a baby carriage and you push him around, what do you call that? You're taking the baby out for what?
Just a little. Well, they take him out for a little sunshine. You know, just give him a little exercise.
All right,
Now here you go. If you come to my house, go now after that. You take the baby out and you carry him to the house and there's the bed sitting down and you get ready to come back with him. That's what I call it.
Alright, now it's taking him out for sunshine. But what do? Now remember this thing that I'm talking about. You put the little baby into it, it's a baby carriage, and you shove him around. And when you shove him around, what do you call that? He's out for the sun and everything, but forget that. You're
right.
What are nuts that grow underneath the ground and you pick them up? You have to yank them up out of the ground and shake the dirt off of them, and you can eat them either roasted or boiled. What kind of nuts are those?
Peanuts.
Yeah.
Peanuts.
What do you call it? What do you say about a child when that little baby? You've had 10, you said.
Yeah.
All right, now you've had lots of people coming to you say, you know, when they're talking about how much one of them looks like.
Yeah.
You, what do they say? Boy, he sure.
Is that Jim?
Looks like him. Did you ever heard use the word favors or features or resembles or takes?
Imagine favor.
Favor.
I'm asking you now. Favor.